to thank everyone for coming today and for taking time out of your schedule to share this time, a special time for us here. You don't have to worry about getting in line at the restaurant. You just walk down to the next building and we're going to feed everybody, so don't have to worry about that. I will tell you, Mike, that John Reese and I are friends. John Reese is also from Africa, currently works as a director of World Bible School. In fact, John and I are going to be sharing a pulpit together at a seminar in January in Fort Worth. I'll tell him he said hello. Joshua chapter 14, Caleb, who was one of the spies, you know the story, I'm not going to go into it. Caleb was 40 years old when he was chosen to be a spy to go into the land. And he says in Joshua 14, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him that it, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear. But I followed the Lord my God fully. He goes on, and he says in verse 11, I'm still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, and so my strength is now for war and for going out and coming in. Now then, give me this mountain which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me and I will drive them out of the Lord has spoken. 40 years when he went in as a spy and no one listened to him. 42 years later, he says, I'm 82 years old, Lord. I'm ready for another mountain. As we go forth, I pray that there are many, many mountains in front of us. I pray that the Lord continues to send us into places and opens doors for us to continue to climb those mountains as they come, to take on every challenge that the Lord gives us. And that 50 years from now, when they're celebrating 100 years in this place, and most of us will be nothing but a memory or betting on modern science, we will be able to hear stories of how our Bible class teachers, and God bless every one of them, and elders and deacons and ministers have shaped us and molded us and continued to keep us in the Word and continued to lead us to where God wants us to be. You read on in Joshua chapter 24. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Folks, there's so much competition in the world today for our love and our attention, our devotion to be our God. Choose who's going to be your God and serve him. Thank you again so much for being here. We're going to have a dismissal prayer. During that prayer, Steve Burkhalter will bless the food that we're about to eat. And you can make your way down to the annex building and you can just so we can stay and talk and hug on your necks and get to reminisce and think about and share